family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hundreden Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hundreden Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Humphrey.com. Laura Cummins is giving us tips about getting to know your customer. And we're blowing through the time here, Laura. But we only got about 4 or 5 minutes left. So we got a lot of stuff we went through. It all kind of commingles together.
It really does.
How do you get started? There's people who are just sitting there. We just threw everything at them. How do they untangle that mess and start from scratch to get in some type of process and cadence?
I would have to say, number one, don't assume.
Okay, we got
that. That's number one.
Which means you actually have to make some effort to learn.
And I would say, be more present when you're talking to your customer, your client.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so quick to have to talk.
Right.
Let the customer talk. Let the client talk. And really hear them and really pay attention to them. And I'm going to go a little old school here on everybody. Harvey McKay, back in the day, he said when you go to a networking event, whether it be a coffee meeting or a huge event, and you get people's business cards, take that business card and on the back of it, write down different things that you talked about with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if you go and meet them for a one-on-one, or you know you're going to see them again at another event, you now can pick up your conversation from where you left it off because now you have some notes to follow.
Gotcha.
Now, that's old school.
Yep.
Now, you can now take that business card, too, bring it back to your business after that event and enter that information into your CRM system, and you can enter that person as a prospect because they may not be an existing customer or client of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say definitely be more present when you're talking to people. Really listen to what they have to say.
Yep.
Gather that information because it's very valuable. And if certain opportunities arise that you can connect that person to another person or have that person become a part of an event that maybe you're hosting, you never know what could possibly happen.
Right.
So, again, just really taking the time to listen to people and asking the right questions. So I think that's where I would have people start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a CRM system, start off with something very simple,
yeah,
very easy.
Excel. They're all there.
They're all there.
You just have to create something.
Create something and make an effort to definitely implement it. Yep. And I think if you do those initial steps, you're going to start seeing the results and you're going to be really proud of them and happy about them. And it's just like anything you do in life. When you invest into something and you start seeing the results,
mm-hmm.
you're going to keep on investing and you're going to keep on seeing the results.
Yep.
So I think that's how I would like to conclude our conversation today.
Okay. Appreciate you coming on and giving everybody some insight into getting prepared for April 20th, Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Absolutely.
Says Laura Cummins. If you have any more questions, certainly get in touch with her. How would people get in touch with you, Laura?
Well, you can reach me here at the Chamber. It's 908-782-7115, and mm-hmm. I am at extension 221. And I just want to thank everybody for listening today.
Mm-hmm.
And keep on listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. Chris is here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And if you want to know what's going on here in Hunterdon County, Big C is the person to listen to.
We're on it. Cool. Appreciate it, Laura. Thank you so much. We got to do this more often.
Absolutely.
I just scratched the surface with you. I know it. So we didn't get nearly what we want to do, but it was awesome having you on. And you're going to be doing, rumor has it, some travel radio for us in a little bit. So that's cool.
Yeah. I think it's June that we're aiming. So right. We're going to be talking a little more about tourism here in Hunterdon County.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So she's going to get to know our tourism customers.
Absolutely.
All right. We're getting on out of here. Been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thank you to Michelle and Laura for their contribution to the show. Vincent Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, in this particular case, start taking Laura's advice and start putting in a cadence, a process to get to know your customers and start building that database of information that'll make you more productive and more efficient and hopefully more successful. We'll be back again tomorrow. Stay tuned for
another very rapid shots. Just pop, pop, pop. And I knew every one of those shots represented someone.
That's when he says he grabbed his AR-15 and raced barefoot to the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. The 55-year-old exchanging gunfire with the gunman, hitting him twice and then joining in a car chase, which ended when Devin Kelly lost control of his vehicle. Williford says he doesn't want to be the focus of the story because he had a lot of friends in the church. DPS says Williford is a hero for his actions. Kelly killing 26 people before he was shot, then taking his own life after that car crash. And Apple says a news story that questions its use of tax havens is full of false information. According to The Guardian, Apple moved some of its operations from Ireland to a holding company in the British island of Jersey. The paper says it was to protect more than $250 million from being taxed. Apple says it hasn't moved any operations or investments from Ireland, where it's operated since 1980. Remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us...
on Hunterdon County Community, Business, and Education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And right now it's 50 degrees. Partly sunny, partly cloudy skies, zero chance of precipitation. Today, weather underground for Thursday, April 13th, says that it'll be mostly sunny. Not as warm, with highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming light and variable. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, north winds around 3 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming 10 miles an hour in the afternoon, chance of rain 30%. Mostly sunny on Sunday, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, but a high around 80 degrees. On Monday the 17th, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Tuesday, highs around 60 and sunny. And on Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, highs around 60. Temperatures in our area, 50 in Raritan, 49 in Quakertown, 50 in Lebanon, 47 up in Tewksbury, 52 over in Phillipsburg, 47 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
This old house wants new children. This old house wants new wife. This old house was
born. Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Huntsherbert.com. A couple days ago, an alert came over my phone talking about millennials who are struggling to buy homes and all the different challenges that go with it. And they said, there's nobody better than I could think of that would want to talk about this than Joe Peters. So I brought Joe, sent Joe a message, and he said, hey, I'll come on over. So we're going to talk a little bit about real estate. And this is the first time I get to have Joe on the show. You've been around here for a couple of years now, and first time we got you here.
Yeah, I do a Tuesday at 4, as you know. And one week I do real estate, and the next week I do 55-plus matters and try to have local people on and hear what they're talking about.
Yep.
Last week we had Ann Thornton on, and the week or two before I had the mayor of Flemington on.
Right.
Phil Greiner, and then I had, it was really interesting, we had the girl, we have an Olympic in training, an Olympic athlete in training named, my mind is blank, good grief, her mother's name is Linda, and there's a if you go to my site, jpeters.com, mm-hmm. you'll read all about it,
There's a few.
It's really an interesting story because she graduated from Central in 2012, has been out in Salt Lake City, and there's a whole article about it. And before this broadcast is over, I'm going to give you a little more details on it. So millennials, it's sort of – I've been doing real estate in Hunterdon County now for – 14 years I've been with Weigert, or 13 years. I'm with Weigert and Clinton, but I do probably about 40% of my business in Hunterdon and 60% of my business in Somerset. To recent date, I've been sort of straddling the two counties doing, if you look at Hunterdon, it's Clinton Township, Raritan, Reddington. They do more than half the business, so that's where I focus.
Right.
And if you look at Somerset County, it's the areas that touches, Branchburg, Bridgewater, Somerset and Hillsborough, but I've pushed now out into Warren Township and to the Hills. So I'm really getting more and more active in Somerset County, and there's a reason we're doing more and more business over there.
There's more people.
Yeah.
It's a 6-to-1.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm pretty well versed in both counties, and when the subject of millennials come up, especially since I went through last year the Leadership Hunterdon program and learned some of the things that are etched indelibly into my mind about what's going on in this and that county.
Right.
By the way, I'm going to go for the Leadership Somerset County program next year.
Yeah.
We have some challenges, we moved here in our late 50s for one reason, the bucolic lifestyle. I mean, the reason a lot of people, I bring about a half a dozen people in Hunterdon County every year. So about 24 houses a year, and about a quarter of it are people moving into the county. And they fall into one of two categories. One is they're between their first and second child, and they just want the safest and best place to live. Yay, Hunterdon County. The other is people like me. The kids are grown and gone, and let's fulfill our dream and go live in Hunterdon County. Turn left at the horses and right at the cows kind of living.
Yeah.
The reverse is also happening. We're losing people from Hunterdon County. As you know, our population is declining about 1.5% a year.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is the millennials. So it's a very timely subject matter.
Right.
We, like most counties, educate the higher end of our education system right out of the county. It's like a brain drain because when millennials get their 4-year degree, which they're probably going to go out of the county to get, they're probably not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some that stay and some that do come back, and I'm on the tourism committee with Mark Selleck, and I'm also involved in a technology thing that we've got going on. We're trying to develop a reason to come into Hunterdon County or come back to Hunterdon County or stay in Hunterdon County.
Right.
But it's a challenge because it's, let's face it, a millennial by definition is probably somewhere between 25 and 35 years old today.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a four-year degree. The first thing they're thinking about is, where am I going to go to work? And the second thing is they're thinking about is, I'm probably not going to work there more than 3 years, so I don't want to set down too deep of roots. And New York comes to mind. I worked there for 23 years. It pays more money. It's where it's happening. And if you're going to live in New York, you're not going to commute back to Hunterdon County. So that's the basis of the problem.
Now, wait a minute. So now I get that part, right? So I get the fact that they're still single potentially and they're only going to, they realize that they're going to be changing jobs, so they're going to go for something like a New York job. I've also seen, and it's anecdotal, I don't have heavy statistics to show this, but I have seen some of those people who have moved to Hoboken, Weehawken, that type of place.
Right.
They eventually do get married or find somebody that's the love of their life. They decide to have children or adopt children.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, there's a difference.
There is.
They do start to look. They still start to come a little bit further west. Now, whether they're going to go to Hunterdon County, I don't know. That's, I think, where your expertise comes in. I know that they're looking at they're still looking at the rail lines. They're still looking at a Chatham or they're picking a spot between their spouse and their job so that they can commute, you know, in opposite directions.
Well, we have three. And by the way, just my senior moment here. I'm talking about Kimmy Getz as our athlete.
Right, Kimmy.
Kimmy Getz, we're having a thing. Look at my site, jpeters.com. We're having a fundraiser. If you go to Fridays on the Saturday, the 22nd, I think it is, it's on my site. 20% of your bill goes right to Kimmy's fund. And you can also contribute directly, and you can see how about that on my site. What we're witnessing in general is that New York is where it's at. It's always been that way. It's never going to change.
Right.
But over the 1980s to about 2005, when the literal whatever hit the fan, we were moving west.
Mm-hmm.
And we were moving west for all the reasons that those of us who are here in Hunterdon County and to the western part of Somerset County moved here for.
Right.
Great lifestyle, great safety factor. Quality of life is what I would call it in general. Anything that comes under quality of life, fresh air, lack of crime, things to do, so that just this is where I want to be feeling. That's quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around 2005, the tide started to rescind and pull back to the east.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't stopped yet happening. So as a result, we were getting in those 20 years, 25 years I mentioned between 80 and 2005, like a 29-to-1 ratio, according to Professor Hughes from Rutgers, build up over the New York City area.
Okay.
We're back to New York City having a 29-to-1 ratio over us. So,
okay. So it's the pendulum swinging.
Yeah, it swung back, and now what Professor Hughes from Rutgers said was very interesting. It will swing back again, but we don't know when and why. He's saying it's like the internet in 1995. You knew what it was. You didn't know what the hell we were going to do with it. Well, now we know what we're going to do with it. He says there's a technology out there today. It may be self-driving cars that we'll figure out what to do with. And it will bring people out. I think also what will bring people back into the Hunterdon County area will be the cottage industry of working out of your house. I've done it for the last 25 years. I've done it now in real estate for a while. But even in the corporate world, I was either on a plane or in my house. I never went to an office.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to live. If you want to watch the birds and feed the squirrels, this is why.
Just
why
set up a nice little place to watch everything.
Plus, it's cheaper here than elsewhere.
Yes, it is.
So that's sort of the challenge. The tide comes in, the tide goes out, and hopefully it's going to come back in again. But I think we've got to do some things to make that happen. Joe Biden said it best, and I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden. I think he was a great insurance policy for the man in office. But he said it's free letters, and he literally counted this on his fingers. You can look it up on the internet. Jobs, J-O-B-S. We don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, Joe, it's four letters, but whatever. You know, he got the point. And when I had Al War on, we talked about this as well. There are no jobs in Hunterdon County for the four-year college millennial. And think about the transition. a two-year college, which we have excellent education for. I mean, New York has just announced, I haven't a clue how they're going to pay for it,
right,
that there's going to be free college. We've had free college for 4 years, forever.
Right.
Well, for a long time. You can go to Hunterdon, North Hunterdon, Central, any one of the Hunterdon high schools, and as long as you take credits that are good, you can almost get your first year of college while attending. Go to one summer, 1 year, and one more summer at RVCC, and you have your two-year degree because you did half in high school almost and the rest there. Mm. Get a 3.75 grade score, and you go to any state college for free in New Jersey.
Wow.
And you don't have to stay after you graduate. We've had it all along.
Yeah.
But those are pretty high hurdles.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do a 3.75.
No, and some of the people that are going to RVCC, because there's still a little bit of a stigma to it, it's not the ones that are normally going for that 4-year degree.
No, and Mike says it best. Mike McDonough, who was the president there, I've interviewed several times. He said 2/3 of our freshman class are people can come here for free or at the very low price because it's a state institution and aren't college material. We've got to sort of drum them out, deal with what's left, and get them through a 2-year program.
Right.
You would think, because it's so inexpensive to go to RVC, and what a great school, RVCC, people would go longer, but they can't because after 60 credits, they can't get Pell Grants anymore,
right,
and they have to move on to another degree. But if you go through RVCC and get a 2-year degree, we have work for you here in Hunterdon County. You will turn into a craftsman.
Yep.
You will turn into a key holder for a retail establishment like the manager or assistant manager. They're typically $20 an hour jobs.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on and use RVCC as a stepping stone to go get your degree wherever your parents went to school or wherever you dreamed of going to school,
right,
you need a $40 an hour job, which we don't have here, and that's the difference.
Yep.
And then if you go on for your master's, you're probably in the $50, $60 an hour range. So that's one of the things I learned last year. We have a wonderful education system, and it serves Hunterdon County really well if you're looking for a 2-year degree. If you're going to go on to your 4, 5, 6-year degrees, we lose probably more than we gain. And it's natural. How can you stop a child who wants to be a doctor from being a doctor, or at least giving it a shot, or an engineer?
Well,
or whatever.
We still need doctors here too.
Absolutely.
All right, we got tons to talk about, Joe, and you've opened up a lot of things we need to explore the next couple of 45 minutes. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Hang on. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Huntsman.com. Joe Peters of Wycott Realtors is with me today, and we're talking about real estate in Hunterdon and Somerset counties. Born on an article that I read and forwarded to Joe about from CNN that was talking about millennials and how they're struggling to be homebuyers. But one of the first surprises in that article, Joe, was that the article initially did not expect millennials to be homebuyers at all.
Right.
They expected them to be renters. And so what they're suggesting in the article is that millennials now are starting to consider the American dream in much like the rest of us did. And so are you seeing that evidence?
I am. I think we're seeing a swing back to that, what you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. What we were witnessing for the last 2 years were the millennials thinking, I'm going to change jobs 10 times in my career. I'm not going to work for 30 years for one company like Dad did. And as a result, they didn't want to own a home. And
right.
I'm saying, guys, in 3 years, you can build up a lot of equity.
That's right.
And you know what? Keep it as an investment model as you go forward and just rent it out. But we are seeing millennials coming back. First of all, Hunterdon County has, and this is according to Professor Hughes, who gave a talk to us about 3 or 4 months ago from Rutgers Blaustein School. He said, Hunterdon County holds the record of having the highest age of live-at-home millennials in a state. And there's a reason. It's too expensive to buy or rent here.
That's right.
So while those millennials are living at home...
But they still are living at home. They haven't done what you said, which was fly in the coop and
right.
not coming back.
So there's 3 things you need to do to buy a house. 3 things you have to have. You've got to have a job.
Right.
And being a greeter at Walmart, and Marilyn has aspired to be a greeter at Walmart once you retire, so I'm not making fun of it. But that's probably not a job that would be considered mortgage-worthy. You need to have some credit, mm-hmm. and you need to, in effect, have a little bit of financial capability. Probably take 6% minimum of the purchase price to get in, 3% for down payment, 3% to close. So hopefully the millennials, while living at home, are accumulating those 3 things. There are some exceptions. I mean, we can finance that 6%, but it's an expensive way to do it. But for people who are credit rich and cash poor, it's a great way to get started. But I just read that now millennials are coming back into the market. Let's just look at Hunterdon County. Just an interesting statistic. By the way, jpeters.com, there's a market update section on
right.
there. And on that, you can find anything I'm talking about here. But of the houses we're selling in Hunterdon County, we are selling 76% of those houses under 500,000. In the last 2 months, it was up in the 80s. So we're predominantly a first and second time buyer. A first time buyer buys in 150 to 3 on average,
okay.
and a second time buyer buys a step above it, probably in the 3 to 5 range. So mm-hmm. first time buyer really makes 3 or 4 sales happen. He makes the second time buyer happen, sometimes the third time buyer, and then at the other end, the people are right-sizing, downsizing,
yep.
retiring.
Mm-hmm.
We only put 24% of our houses up over $500,000. Another whole, we could do a radio show just on that subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
And only 7% or 13 sales were over $700,000. So we're in really good shape. The minute a clean house under $500,000 comes on, a first or a second time buyer is buying it. If you get up into the $700,000, we're looking at 6 or 8 months supply.
Mm-hmm.
And that means it's going to take that long to sell your house. You get up into the over $1 million, we were at 2 years, we're at 18 months right now. You just move a little to the east, to Somerset County, and those numbers change dramatically. They're sitting what's under 400, which is really our first and second time buyer. They get 20% more, so they're like up to 500. And even in the 6s and 7s, because you have a lot of people moving to Somerset County for a lot of good reasons and not even discovering Hunterdon County, drive that lower end of their market. So it comes up into the five range with them before they start to taper off.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it, though. I do business in Somerset County because I find a lot of people who can't find what they're looking for and the price point that they're looking for it. And I say, follow me. You're not going to fall off the earth when you come across County Line Road. We have a really nice county over there. And all you do is go number 5 miles, and I can
–
It's a revelation for a lot of people. The first thing I do when people come into Hunterdon County is I ride them around Round Valley.
Uh-huh.
I ride them down past the horses and cows. I ride them past the shopping,
right,
and realize that, wow, there is life out here.
Yeah.
And they say, okay, Joe, we got the message. Let's go look at some houses.
Right.
But you got to sort of set the hook.
Yep.
And
so there is an invisible barrier there.
There is.
What is that?
Route 31 plus a mile.
What is that? Why?
It's because they don't want to commute.
Okay.
They used to want to.
Well, 78's a bear.
It used to,
I moved here 17 years ago. 78 was not anything like it is today.
Right.
So that's a tough one. But if you can stomach that or figure out your back roads to avoid some of the snares that go on from exit 11 to 24,
right,
you'll be fine.
Well, I know I get on. I live in Beaverbrook, and we sold our mega mansion about 5 years ago, moved into a townhouse just for – I didn't want to give up the quality of life, but I didn't want the maintenance factor anymore. So
right,
we have more discretionary time and money. And I get on because I'm in the Warren Township Chamber of Commerce on the Basking Ridge. I'm in the Somerset County Chamber of Commerce. I get on where 78 and 22 meet,
mm-hmm,
and I can make a call if it's – after 7:30, I really have a lot of decisions to make. Is the sun out? The sun glare is a bear.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is the school buses out? Is it stopped already? I'm not going to get on 78 if it's stopped already, because I know I can get down 22 with about 27 red lights quicker than I can on 78.
Yep.
But if it's a cloudy day and it's before 7:15, I'm going to hop on 78 and get off at Rattlesnake Road and come down into where RVCC is in that
yep
general area.
Yep.
Most of us have learned how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you buy a house like in Califon, I've sold 6 houses there in the last couple of years, I tell my sellers, I know exactly who's going to buy your house, I just don't know what their name is. They're going to be coming from Morris County.
Mm-hmm.
They're just looking for a less expensive lifestyle with the bucolic lifestyle that we have here in Hunterdon County. And that's what happens. They're not going to come all the way down to 78. So the first question I ask people when they're looking as a buyer is, where do you have to go in the morning? I don't care what you do for a living. I just want to know, can you get there from here comfortably?
Right.
Because if you're thinking what you see on Sunday is Monday, it's not. When you get on a road on Monday, it's going to take you twice as long. And there are lots of ways to meander through the county and get back onto 78 or 22. But it's a concern,
yep,
because the cost of commuting, both in dollars and time, eats away at the savings you're going to have for living out here. Once again, we get about 20% less in Hunterdon County for property, and you get about 20%, I say 50% more acreage, but about the same size house for that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The big difference is lifestyle, and you're going to spend another 15 minutes. I'll give you a good example. Marilyn works for Rutgers Medical School, which is on the Piscataway campus right behind Rutgers Stadium.
Right.
It's a 26-mile commute. She's made it now for 17 years. I think we're probably going to stay. Okay, she hates that commute.
Yep.
And she tells me, we're both going east. We're talking to each other on the phone saying, are you in 22 or 78? What are you seeing? Is the traffic, whatever? I mean, every once a month or so, it's a commute from hell. I guess I can say that on radio.
Yeah.
And it's part of the news. And she
yep
knows all the routes around it if she can get off in time. But
right,
sometimes you're not getting off in time. The commute is annoying, but the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, if you want to call it that, of
mm-hmm
living in Hunterdon County makes up for it.
Yep.
And that's why we do it.
Okay.
Another thing that we have, we're on millennials, but we don't have enough 55-plus living out here. So a lot of our 55-plussers are going, well, the millennials are going east, the 55-plussers are going west or south to Delaware
mm-hmm
or Carolinas. That's another whole radio show.
Yep.
But when you have to go from Hunterdon County to the east. You have to consider where you want to live and how you're going to commute there. And I would say Route 31 plus a mile to the west is as far as people want to go. That encompasses Raritan, Reddington, Clinton Township. That's our sweet spot. We do 54% of our business right there.
And those are the main centers, too. I mean, that's your Flemington, that's your Clinton, town of Clinton.
Yep.
So the Raritan. So, those people that are looking for absolutely huge remote, they're going to have to go a little bit further west to Bloomsbury and Pattonburg.
And that happens. And I do a lot of business with investors, people that want to buy up one-bedroom condos for $125,000 or less. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I said, it's an interesting phenomenon. It doesn't cost any more to live in Hunterdon County than it does in Somerset County from a rent-wise, but the cost to buy is 20% cheaper.
Yeah.
So the same $1,400 apartment in Hunterdon is $1,400 in Somerset or in Middlesex. It does get a little pricier the further to the east you go. So you're getting a better return on a monthly cash flow in Hunterdon County typically if you buy here. And I have at least four people that buy one or two houses a year for investment purposes. And we're doing it in Hunterdon County. We do a little bit in Somerset, mostly in Hillsborough. But so look at the rentals from what's available. We call it vacancy rate. We're sitting at about a 2% vacancy rate. We haven't been here in years.
Yeah, I was going to get to this part. Now, this is an interesting question that I'm going to try and formulate. We were just talking about how we just went through this big recession, and you were just about to tell me how we had this glut of houses for sale that nobody was buying, and all of a sudden you and I were talking this week, and you said there's no inventory.
There is no inventory at the lower end.
So here's my question: we're looking for millennials to come back to Hunterdon County,
right?
Yet we really don't have the capacity, despite the fact that we're quote-unquote rural, to really take on a very large set of this group.
We don't.
And we don't really have a lot of people moving out. Those people that are moving out do it rather quickly, and you're just telling me if we have a lack of inventory, that means that we're pretty much at capacity unless we start building more more residential areas.
Look at the phenomena we've set up for ourselves. How many new developments have you seen in Hunterdon County?
No, we shut them down.
We shut them down. And why did we shut them down? For the most part, COA, Council on Affordable Housing. You build a lower end, under 500 development, you got to put 20% affordable housing in it. Mm-hmm. Those rules are restrictive, and these builders won't build them.
Right.
So the only thing we're building here are the higher end, what Toll Brothers is doing on Route 12 and what Toll Brothers is doing in Reddington. They're both in the sixes and up.
Right.
So we don't have new construction unless you want to do a one-off, and you will see a house go up here and there, but you're not seeing developments going. If you merely go to Amwell Road and 202, 206, it goes towards Princeton. I think it's 206. I always get those two numbers mixed up.
Well, one time they're together and then they
diverge. Yeah, but if you're going down through Hillsborough, across Amwell and towards Montgomery or Bellamy, that's 206. The other side of 206, we must have 20 developments going up all the way over into Somerset Park.
Right.
So it's coming to the east. We're getting developments, but we're not building things that the millennial needs. Now, you got to understand the psyche of a millennial. A millennial is probably 5 to 10 years out of college. He or she's probably earning, the article I read this morning said $38,000 on the average, but that sounds low. I think it's more like 50 or 60.
For salary? For income?
Yes.
Yeah, $38,000 is not going to get you very far.
No, it's not, because you're almost at the poverty level here in Hunterdon County. We're at $36,000 to get into affordable housing, one person. So what you have to do to get a mortgage is you have to look at your front end, and this works on rentals as well, so I'll answer both questions. Your front end should be 30 to 32%. That means of my gross, I can afford 30 to 32% for the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance on a buy or on a rent. So look at a person, let's use round numbers, $50,000. That's not a bad salary. It's above a 2-year, but it's probably below where a 4-year is. For $50,000, the best you can afford for rent or to buy is $1,500 a month.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't get you a hell
not
of a lot.
Very far, yeah.
So take a look at what we're building, even in Somerset County. One-bedroom apartments are renting over there for $1,750. They're building above the level that people can afford. Downtown Somerville, they built this whole high-rise section. It's half vacant because they missed the mark by $400. The second psyche is that the average millennial has $300+ in college debt.
Mm-hmm.
That's his car payment.
Yep.
So they're looking for different things. A millennial and a senior, they now call those two the bookend generations, want one thing in common. They want multi-floor luxury housing.
Multi-floor.
Multi-floor.
Okay.
Two-thirds of all the building that will happen in 2017 in central New Jersey, according to Jeff Otto, who I talked to and subscribe to his services. You see him on a radio and TV, but you don't know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of all new construction will be multi-floor luxury housing.
But don't the 55-plus want the bedroom on the first floor?
But think about it. If you get an elevator to the third floor and push your shopping cart up there,
okay,
it's the same thing.
Oh, multi-floor in terms of multiple people.
Right.
Oh, okay.
More condo living than townhouse living. A good example of that would be Canal Walk. You can buy into Canal Walk for $350,000, get two parking spots in the garage and some storage, and have a beautiful 1,800-square-foot unit for $350,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what a typical 55-plus, and I want to get back onto millennials, wants to invest in, because they may have more than that in their equity, but that's all they want to put. They want to pay it off and not have anything but the taxes.
Right.
So a millennial is saying, I want something different. I want to be able to walk to the train station
mm-hmm.
and pick up a loaf of French bread on the way home and a Starbucks coffee on the way in.
Right.
Count how many Starbucks places we have in Hunterdon County.
Two.
Yeah, two. And
you're not walking there.
Nowhere near a train station. So we don't have that.
No. One is close to a train station.
Okay.
The one in White House is close to the White House train station.
Well, that's a good point, because I think White House is the last going east, logical place that we could probably bring mass commutation into, because from there down to the Bridgewater train station is probably about a half hour because it's a milk route. The route actually looks like a drunken worm with this inky tail.
Yeah.
From Bridgewater in, it's a home run to Newark or into. So Bridgewater is, and why does I subscribe and buy advertising on Zillow?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that Zillow, A, has never been in a state of New Jersey, so how can I tell you what your house is worth? But that's another whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They sell that advertising by zip code. Do you know what the most expensive zip code is in central New Jersey? It's Bridgewater.
Wow.
It would cost me to be on that zip code 100% of the time, $3,800 roughly.
Wow.
I can be in 08833, which is all of Clinton Township and a lot of other associated areas because our zip codes wander.
Mm-hmm.
I could be on that 100% of the time for $400.
Wow.
So Zillow, who really knows how to market, once again, never been in the state of New Jersey, is telling us where the popular places are. And in Somerset County, they don't even want to go to Branchburg, which is past Bridgewater, and starts to become the bucolic lifestyle that meets us at County Road. It's tough because we're missing three things. I learned this from Leadership Hunterdon. We're missing mass transportation, sewers, and water. And even COA, I had a long conversation with somebody about this project that's going up over in White House last night. They're building it where they're building it because of those three things. You can get on a train, you got water, you got sewer.
Mm-hmm.
We have very few places in Hunterdon County that have those three. Even to get one of them, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah, well, the water, I just heard, as a matter of fact, I think it was your show, and Thornton was talking about getting your water tested.
Right.
So there's a concern about water quality. Despite the fact that you think it's pretty good, you should still test it because there could be things leaching in. Sewers or septic has become a huge challenge because The EPA standards have now buttoned that up to a point where if your septic is grandfathered in, if you start to have a problem, it's going to cost you a buku bucks to replace that.
Very much so.
And in most cases, you can't hook into a sewer.
There's no sewer to hook into, so you got to rebuild the septic.
And then the only thing that we're getting any traction on a little bit is the freeholders have worked out that we get some direct trains, but they're not during the commuter times yet, going from all the way from Annandale High Bridge all the way to New York City, straight, without a change.
I think the thing that they've done, and I'm going to have Tara Stone on in a couple of weeks, is this HART Communications, which is our link service.
Right.
You now can get from downtown Flemington to downtown Bridgewater. I'm not sure where downtown Bridgewater is, but at least the mall in Bridgewater, on a bus service and stop at RVCC. We've developed some very good links.
Yes.
I think it's going to take some time for them to grow and get popular. But if we need people, because the problem exists at the senior end too, people who need home health care so they can retire in place and not go to a nursing home,
right,
can't get it because people can't afford to drive here. We're
right.
paying them $9, $10, $12 an hour. They have the same problem that the millennials have, except they don't have the student debt.
Right.
They're not making a lot of money like a millennial is. And they don't have a car. So they're going to work where they live, which is probably Union or Middlesex County. So getting people over here is a problem.
Well, the X factor to this is something you brought up off air, and I've been thinking about this for a couple of years now. That is the driverless cars.
Yeah.
And now we're predicting that could be operational in around 2020. So at that particular point, you don't need to drive a car anymore.
No.
So the seniors can do that. So we're already having a disruption right now by bringing Uber into this area. There's other car services like Lyft. With that type of competition, it's driven down the taxi rate because it costs a few dollars to go from place to place in here. It's the only thing that's a real challenge for seniors, I think, is that they just have to be adept at using a phone.
Right. And I think they're more and more adept. I mean, I'm definitely a senior at this point. I like to say 10 years. I couldn't spell senior 10 years ago. Now I are one. You become one naturally, and you become one of a lot more technical skills than they used to have.
Right.
But Jeff Otto, who I mentioned earlier, said, look at the three things that have changed the world in the last 5 years. And this is what we were talking about. Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, including Uber and some of the other things that you can do on it, Match.com, and Airbnb. I went to Paris 2 years ago, and I'm not bragging. It was the first time we were ever there. I paid $400 and change for a nice room. It wasn't a big room because your rooms aren't big.
Yeah.
We're going back this year. I'm going through Airbnb, and I have a free room flat for $179.
Well, but Europe took a beating because of the Brexit, but still, I still get the value proposition.
I mean, we're going to do 19 nights in Europe, including airfare, for under $9,000, and half of it is a hotel room. We spend more on tours than we do on anything else while we're over there.
Yeah.
So the world is changing, and then Match.com was the third one. The world is changing as we speak, and I think when you look at where some of these things came from, Uber came from kids not wanting to drive home after they had a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody invented this on texting, and they put a business around it. It works.
It works.
I use it.
And it disrupted the whole taxi limousine
right. And industry. Airbnb is disrupting the whole way the hotel system works.
Gotcha. Going to take another quick break.
Sure.
Joe, we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter. And Joe Peters giving us insight into the real estate market in Hunter and Kent.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. HunterdonChamber.com. Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. We're talking about real estate, millennials, seniors, and the conundrum, the enigma of trying to get Hunterdon County back on track. But some of it might right itself on its own, but we're still trying to do certain things to kind of push it along. One of the things that you brought up early in this conversation, Joe, was we got no place for the millennials to work, right, unless they're going to be just a key holder, which is the first time I ever heard that. Of a particular...
I'm sorry, I came out of retail, and that's...
No, I understood it, yeah. But I was the first time I ever heard that. We got a couple of places, large places here that have become empty. I don't know if you've got any behind-the-scenes insight into it. What's anything going on with Merck?
Well, I understand. I had the mayor of Clinton Township come on, John Higgins, and we talked about Mobile One. That in itself is an interesting story, and then Merck is right next door, so I'll try to cover both. Mobile One was at a point where they either had to bring 350 people in or they're going to move 750 people out. There was a swing of 1,100 jobs. The county, the township, and the chamber got together and made that work. They're going to bring in 350 additional people, but more importantly, keep the 750 that were here. We develop in Clinton Township Mobile One Oil. We develop it, we market it, and we run
cars. This is the ExxonMobil?
The ExxonMobil facility there in Annandale is the Mobile One center of the world.
Right.
That is a great success story.
Yes.
Now, if you move over to what happened with Merck, I understand there's a lot of things happening in the right direction, but they're real pretty hush-hush yet until they get negotiated.
Right.
I think it will wind up being a multiplexing of what was there into maybe several not-so-big businesses, but still larger than the average business in Hunterdon County.
Mm-hmm.
These will either retain jobs, because most of the people that from Merck that transferred out didn't transfer far enough that they had to move, so they're staying. We didn't lose a lot of people. We just lost a lot of jobs in Hunterdon County.
Right, and we also lost them frequenting those local areas of local businesses.
Right, and that hurts. I mean, they call us a bedroom community, and it has a different connotation than this is where people go to work, but you still pay your taxes and buy your groceries here. You just may do a little more during the day elsewhere else. That's duplicate, but you know what I meant. I think we have a good initiative going to make this happen. I mentioned Mark Salek, who I've had on my show several times. Mark has been brought in to head things in the right direction by bringing companies into Hunterdon County, and including this hackathon that's going on next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing a great job of getting it started, even opening my eyes to some of the companies that are here already. I commute. I was in high tech. I sold first of all, I grew up in retail technology, and then somewhere about my 50-yard line, I changed over to the sales side to sell back to retail and sold technology back to the job I used to hold. And in the 99-2000 range, I commuted to Austin, Texas. I got on a plane every Monday, came back every Friday. And they were making so much money, they didn't care. We just bought the tickets 3 weeks in advance. And it was amazing what was going on. People would show up at 6 in the morning, put their kids in daycare at the work center. I was working for a company called Vignette, but it was based after what Michael Dell did with Dell down there. And you never left the building. There was food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There was things to do, ping pong tables and golf putting ranges and pool tables in the hallway. Mm-hmm. There was beer and wine if you really needed one. There was, you didn't need to leave your cluster. It was a like a cocoon type thing where you worked and they picked up your dry cleaning. They actually would deliver the groceries to your home off the computer and you picked up the kids when you left and you went back home. It was a lifestyle. Then we had the dot-com crash and it all went, most of it went away. But I went into the feed mill and saw two businesses that reminded me of Austin, Texas, and that's where this hackathon is going to take place. I'm saying, we really have some of what I was participating in down there here. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's just a well-kept secret. We don't have enough of it.
No.
But we have some of it.
No.
We have some of it.
There's some guys that have figured it out, and they've brought their right. businesses over here.
So what Mark is trying to do, along with the council, is the Board of Chosen Freeholders, is get this low-impact thing going. And they call it STEM, which stands for science, technology, mm-hmm. engineering and
mathematics.
None of those have a heavy impact.
There's also a STEAM, which throws arts in there.
Arts in there. Low impact on the environment, high impact on the economy.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes from. And it's not like we invented it. It's just a great idea, and we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are trying to do in Hunterdon County is develop the better, build it and they'll come kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
a better place to work and live. There's still some things missing. Millennials like to go to movies. We don't have movie theaters. Okay, so go to Manville. Go to Bridgewater. But millennials, I think they got to get the city out of their sphing and come back. They got to. I'm ready to nest. And one of the guys at the building board was interesting. He says, what we need to do is what Jimmy Stewart did in the It's a Wonderful Life, is build workforce housing and start it from the bottom up.
Mm.
His first name is Adam. I'm trying to remember what his last name was. I said, that is an amazing outlook on things.
Yeah.
Because we need workers living here. And those workers will develop into people having children and getting educated and whatever.
Yeah.
But we need the housing to do it. And we have a 40% vacancy rate, as you know, on the commercial.
Yeah.
Some of that, I think, could be easily transitioned into workforce housing to start this at the low. Even if it was just live here during the week, go back to wherever you want to live on the weekend.
Sure.
I mean, I remember when I lived in Middlesex County, people would come into the steel mills in Perth Amboy from Pennsylvania, and they'd live in a room for the week and go back on the weekends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost the reverse of logic. Let's yeah. bring people in at the lower end.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a three-phase thing, and I sat and talked to Rob Walton here about it. I said, what would it take to build some? If they could do it in Somerset County, 20 miles away, it works here as well. They have 1,068 units in Canal Walk.
Mm-hmm.
1,060. I could sell my car and just walk around and sell real estate if I could develop a business over there. Why couldn't we put 300 over here? Yes, we have Flemington Fields. It's a good start. I can't think of the second one we have. Mm-hmm. We have some COA senior, age-restricted and dollar-restricted, like Herman Kapp. Is it Herman Kapp? And there's several of them mm-hmm. where, okay, you as long as you don't earn more than $36,000 if you're single, you can live here and you can't have more than so much in assets. We need something without those restrictions. We need yeah. $300,000 senior housing. So, A, you bring in workforce labor. B, you stop the seniors from leaving. And C, you do what we're talking about on the millennials.
Right.
And it's a 1-2-3 punch. I think we can get it done. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. And I think we need a dedicated effort for all of those things in order to happen. And I think hats off to Mark. They hired the right guy. I've taken him to the Giant game with me. I know him pretty well. We got the right guy to do it.
Yeah.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Mexican officials may be going to the United Nations to stop illegal immigrants from their country from being sent back. Here's more from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Mexico says it won't accept any non-Mexicans deported from the U.S. Mexico's foreign minister also says his country will fight mass deportations of illegal immigrants from the U.S. Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray says the Trump administration's tough new guidelines for enforcing immigration laws will be at the top of the agenda when he meets Thursday with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. Videgaray says Mexico will go to the United Nations to fight the new immigration policy. He says the policy, quote, is not